There are roughly 30 homes that have been hardest hit by June's storms. Spring Green residents and Police Chief Kevin Wilkins says most of those homes have finally seen the water leave their basement. But the vast majority of owners are opting for a buyout from the federal government.
The township would pay 12.5%, the state would pay 12.5%, and the feds, or FEMA, would pay the bulk of the buyout of 75% for the cost of the homes. And then at that point, the township would take ownership of those affected homes, and then they would have the task of demolishing the homes.
But no final word from the federal government has come yet, and Wilkins says it may be months before that happens. He says the township would have to borrow $600,000 to cover its share of a buyout. Locals have made the cost an issue for Election Day.
The township of Spring Green is going to put on a non-binding referendum for community support on assistance in the buyout for the victims of the flooding, and we can only hope the rest of the township would come to our aid as a community, as we would come to their aid in a time of crisis. It's a time for all of us to pull together and work our way through this.
Meanwhile, local leaders are spending $150,000 to hire a consulting engineering firm and a UW-Madison hydrologist to survey the area. The long-term plan is to develop and install a drainage system to prevent future flooding. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.